I had just moved back down here, see. I was raised here, but I moved to Chipman State for 14 years, and then I moved back here. I've been here about 3 years. Well, the more I thought about it, is to plan something for this little community. See, they've never had an opportunity to be in a parade. They never had an opportunity to get before the public. You see, we in what we call really the income in this particular area is low. Mm-hmm. Now there's a few, I think, I would say that probably average, a little above the average income. I'll just be honest with you. But this is the income in this area is pretty low, mm-hmm. generally speaking. We got a lot of widowed ladies, their husband has died. They draw pensions, and then those that work right around here, the income is quite low. Mm-hmm. So I started this thing. This was the fourth one, like I said. And this is a day that we have here that the people in the community can get involved with. See, this is it's been in one of the top Florida festivals and events. August the 4th is what we call a fun day in Warsaw. I originated this idea, see here. Mm-hmm. You want the truth about the thing, you're questioning me. And this gives the kids an opportunity to participate in the activities like gopher races. That's like I said about this thing with a hard shell on its back and bullfrog races and so on. But this again, like I said, I'm real active in community involvement. And then I've just been asked to serve as the area worker for the mental retardation. I don't do all that. I don't have time to do all that, but I'm able to contact people in this community that will do it for me. Mm-hmm. Here was the headlines. We had a possum auction. We blessed with possums around here, but I believe in the uncommon thing, see? We just took some old possums, I mean, you know, a possum we call them, mm-hmm. and auctioned them off, and we took the money and sent it to this burnt children's clinic out in Galveston, Texas. There's a kid got burned here in Warsaw, and so we sent $250 contribution to it. But I'm just getting around to tell you, because you're going to ask me, and I'll tell you what I find in community work and in this community too. There's a kid that's got their gophers that I was talking about here in the community.
That's a
bet. Now all this is clipping. We got TV coverage from I'm trying to find one particular about it. That was the day's activity.
I may have seen something about that on the news.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, here's one of our possums. See here? That's our fun day all set. Now you've never heard probably somebody auction a possum off. You
no.
see? Well that's what I wanted to do. And here it is in the Pensacola Journal. See here?
Uh-huh. What was the husband calling contest like?
This is where I took a bunch of husbands and was gonna blindfold them, but I had a building and I put them behind this building and I put the wives up on the platform of the truck that we were performing off of.
Uh-huh.
And let them get on the mic. They could give some kind of sound. They couldn't say sugar or honey, you know, to get their uh-huh. husband to come. And they couldn't call their name. It was just a trick. But you could say hun or sugar, make some kind of little noise that the husband would detect who it was and come. See? And they all somehow had a cue that they got their husbands. I didn't get one to miss up. This is the first time we had it. But that was what I was wanting to do for some wife to call the wrong husband up, see? And but they all called. Now there's the day's activities. We had an auctioneer from Chipley